want to give you an update real quickly. It's the Tom Jordan Show. The two Virginia National Guardsmen, there's conflicting information about their status. There are some reports that they are dead, but there has, and now there's some, like the governor of West Virginia is walking back that statement. But nevertheless, there is the two guardsmen has been shot in Washington, D.C. And Vice President J.D. Vance today, he's just called on Americans, like, listen, particularly people of faith, to pray for these National Guard members who were shot. This is about a mile from the White House. This is what we know. But earlier, Governor Patrick Morrisey from West Virginia had confirmed that these two members of the West Virginia National Guard who were shot were killed. But again, he walked that back. So we don't know the status for sure. Anyway, I'll give you an update on this as we're watching this, but incredibly, you know, difficult times we are living in. And then you look over at Israel right now, what's happening over there. So there's a Gaza ceasefire, you know, it's stalled. There's some Cairo mediators pushing towards a phase two, you know, Palestinian sources claiming that the United States is ready to install a Palestinian Authority government in Gaza right now. So there's all these mediators working on this. But there's, you know, you got countries like Egypt, Qatar, Turkey, reportedly Hamas leaders meeting in Cairo to discuss this stalled Gaza ceasefire and this transition. So there's a lot going on here. There's conflicting reports about whether Hamas leadership is involved in this, like directly joined this meeting. But they all agree that Hamas is actively negotiating, despite they're the ones being, you know, the violators of this ceasefire. So there's a lot going on here. And so I want to bring in Pamela Azaria with Chimes Israel. We spoke with Pamela last week here on the Tom Jordan Show about what they're doing there in Israel, in Ashkelon, the entire nation, to help these vulnerable children while it's a time at war, really. And there's a lot of children there. There's not just the children. There's all sorts of people, Israelis with disabilities, that Chimes Israel is supporting. And there's an urgent need now because of these constant, consistent attacks to build a fortified center in Ashkelon, which is like the place where they get the majority of the like missile fire in that area, so close to the Gaza border. Pamela, it's nice to have you back in the program. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Hi, Tom. It's so great to be back here with you, and it was wonderful to go to your church on Sunday, and you've welcomed me so so incredibly wonderfully, and I appreciate it.
Oh, it was,
thank you for having us.
Yes, it was so good to see you. Thank you for popping in and joining us. It was great fellowship, and it was just really good to catch up after this service as well. So thank you for your time there. And we were able to talk some more about what you're doing over there. And I got to just ask you, because I don't know what you think about this, you know, potential like long-term peace agreement, if it is in any sense going to be long-term in Israel, but I know it directly impacts. You live in Tel Aviv, I think, but you do a lot of work in Ashkelon, which is right there along the Gaza border. I mean, Tel Aviv is real near there as well. But what do you make about what's happening right now? I mean, the landscape, the context of these agreements, do you think there's going to be something that's put in place that will make it a little bit safer for Israelis trying to just live a normal life in their country?
I don't know. It's so hard to know. You can only hope and pray that something will happen that will cause peace. The problem is there's no partner for peace in Gaza so much. Unless we can get Hamas out, we're not going to have peace, because their whole modus operandi, the only thing they're focused on is annihilating us. It's not really about having freedom there. It's not about being able to live a nice life. It's about hatred. So, if we can, I say it's going to happen in several generations. If we can change the mindset, that's the only way to have peace.
Yeah. I agree. And I think this whole idea of a, you know, this, you know, fabricated utopian idea of a two-state solution, when you just said it, it's not just Hamas, though. It's a lot of people, even in the Palestinian Authority, that they do not want to live side by side in peace with Israel. They would like Israel to be eradicated from the scene. And we talked briefly, I think now maybe it's 80% of the Palestinians in Gaza. I had heard earlier it was 90% or whatever, but they agree with this whole idea that the Jews and the nation of Israel needs to be gone. I mean, they're the real ones who are calling for a genocide of the Israeli people, of Jews. And we see these, you know, these various forms of protest and riots breaking out worldwide. And I don't like even the idea of the Palestinian Authority having any type of, you know, governmental authority in places like Gaza, not even what they call the West Bank. I look at that as, you know, Judea and Samaria right there. So when you think about the reality, though, of what's going on in terms of this so-called the Palestinians living, listen, when terrorists, you know this, when terrorists are firing rockets at Israel, they're not hitting soldiers. They are targeting families, toddlers, the disabled, like you know this, the vulnerable. Like evil is right. Going to always exist there. So how do you continue your mission with Chimes Israel, knowing that these things continue to be this constant threat?
Well, I mean, just like the Jewish people, we have to survive and persevere. That's what we do. So in Ashkelon, for example, our organization has both an early childhood center for children with disabilities and a day center for adults with very severe disabilities that provides therapeutic care. And the adult center is new and modern and fortified, and the care at all our 26 centers throughout Israel is phenomenal, with just super caring people and a lot of caregivers to every person with disabilities, and especially at our early childhood centers. But in Ashkelon, our early childhood centers are in four old houses with lots of stairs and small rooms, and three of them have safe rooms, one of them doesn't. The safe rooms are too small to fit everyone. And when there's a siren alerting of a rocket, they have 30 seconds to get to the safe room. So if they're upstairs, and these are kids with mobility issues from ages 6 months to 3 years, they never make it down in time. So it's an unsafe environment. And, Ashkelon is not a wealthy city, and that's the reason why our facilities are not better. The city can't afford to build something better for them. So what we're doing is we're trying to fundraise to build a new early childhood center. And for these children who are the invisible victims of the war. And, what I learned in church from you is He loves all his children. Jesus loves all his children, and these are his children. Mm-hmm. So we're all worthy. We all count. And it's important that, I see that, as somebody who raises funds for projects in Israel, I see that people from North America are giving a lot to people who, and they should, survive the Nova Festival and the kibbutzes down in next to Gaza on October 7th. And there's lots of worthy things that you can help in Israel. But somehow children with disabilities gets overlooked because you don't see them as being on the front line. And they are truly traumatized by this. Especially for the children with autism, it's scary to hear these sirens and have to run for cover. And can you imagine 30 seconds? What can you do in 30 seconds? Mm. So it's a really tough situation for them. And as you may be hearing that there's peace right now. We're surrounded by our enemies. You know, we have seven fronts, and the Gaza front doesn't feel like it's going away because, if you haven't noticed, Hamas is still in charge over there. As soon as we retreated, they started executing their enemies. So it's nothing is a done deal. And I see, you know, now we're bringing in so much aid to them, and we're trying to help the Palestinian people. And even if 80% of them are supporting Hamas, because we're about life, and Hamas is a death cult. All they want to do is annihilate us first, and then the U.S. later, I believe. And they've said that. Mm-hmm. You have to just listen to their charter, and that's what it says. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, you know, it's time to support, you know, all God's children and these invisible victims of the war.
Yeah, I have zero confidence that even if there is another updated ceasefire agreement, that it's not going to hold. I mean, look at what happened with Hezbollah. You know, there's up in the northern front, it's mostly held. I think it's about a year ago, November 27th, right? That they had so tomorrow will be a year since Israel and Lebanon signed a ceasefire agreement. But things are simmering up again. There's been several strikes in recent weeks because there's these escalating tensions and all these more renewed questions, like, is Lebanon even willing or even able to rein in Hezbollah? And, you know, Hezbollah is like Hamas, and like the Houthis, they want to destroy Israel. That is their charter, as you said, and then come out to the United States as well. So when you look at Chimes Israel, so how can people help out? Because, as you said, these current centers that are in Ashkelon, they are not protected against missiles or shrapnel, or there's not even enough room in these safe rooms here. So you've got to build these new fortified buildings. So how do you help out? How do people help out?
So you can go to our website, and it's an actual Israeli website, so it has a different things at the end. It's Chimes Israel, Chimes Israel, Israel.org.il. And then if you do /ENG, you'll get the English, or you can see a button to say English. And then there's a donate button, and you can see this project and all our other projects. It's chimesisrael.org.il. And I'll tell you something else that happens. I'm sure, you know, we have people with disabilities everywhere in the world, so anyone who's familiar with them knows this. When you're doing early childhood intervention and you're trying to get children to be able to have basic skills like walking or sitting up, using their hands, speaking, all those things that we're working on diligently with them. And then there's a war, and they're relegated to their home for 4 months. They regress, and sometimes they don't gain back those skills, because ages 6 months to 3 years is the time in your life when your brain is open to learning more than any other time in your life. Like, for example, if you ever saw a child learn a language, like, or two languages at home with two parents speaking two languages, they learn it that young. And like me, I moved to Israel at age 42. My Hebrew's pretty bad. So it's, you know, that's the example I give, because you know how quickly young children can learn, and these children can too. They were just born with disabilities, so they have to work harder to learn the basic things that other children can learn.
Yeah, I hear you. It's much more difficult to learn a language when you're older and whatnot. But this, so you're doing a lot of tremendous work. I just want to remind people the website. It's Chimes Israel. So Chimes, chimesisrael.org.il, and then /EN for English. And if you get confused, just Google Chimes Israel, and you'll learn all about the organization and all the really good work they're doing. And they serve everybody in need. And so I really, everybody, I know. I really applaud your work. It is much needed. And we're just praying. We continue to pray for you and everyone at Chimes Israel.
We have a lot of clients who are Christian, refugees from war-torn countries, Arabs, Jews, anyone who needs our services gets it for free in Israel. And we have 26 centers throughout Israel, and we're serving not just the early childhood, but after school kids, all kinds of work programs, vocational college, the nursing daycare centers that I spoke about for adults, and also people who have been in the mental health system and now need to get out and get back on their feet and find work. We do that for them.
That's amazing. It's throughout Israel, 26 different centers. So we will continue to put the call out there, and we will continue to pray for you on a regular basis.
Thank you.
Really grateful for your work. It was great to see you on Sunday, and God bless you. Pamela Azaria with Chimes Israel. Thank you again. Good to talk to you, Pamela.
It's been great, and let's keep in touch, and I hope to see you in Israel with the mission, and I'd be so excited.
Yeah, we hope to visit.
We're going to roll out the red carpet.
We hope so. Look forward to it, Pamela. We'll talk soon. Thank you. God bless you. More to come here on the Tom Jordan Show.